and welcome back to another episode of the Live Out Loud podcast. My name is Aaliyah, and I'm so happy that you chose to listen today. So I hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving. It is officially December and we are rounding out the year 2024. And I know with a new year, always, without fail, comes this push for health and wellness and fitness and gym membership sales and all these different things. And so before we even get there, I just really wanted to take the time today to talk about body image, overcoming insecurity, honoring the Lord with our bodies, and really just sharing my experience as someone who really has never been what the world considers skinny. And honestly, body image has been my biggest insecurity and struggle from a child, from a little girl. I remember that was kind of the first thing that I ever noticed was different about me compared to other people. And, you know, it's sad looking back that I feel like I never really had this like innocent understanding of body image and just being okay and comfortable in my own skin. Unfortunately, that's just not my story. And I know that that's also not the story of a lot of other people. And so I feel like the Lord has finally brought me to a place where I can share first spiritually what happened, how he's done things in my heart and my mind to change perspectives, but then also share just a couple practical things that I've really tried to implement over the last year and have seen what some people would call quote unquote results or just overall improved health. And so that's what this episode is going to be about today. Like I said, my biggest insecurity growing up and even still to this day is oftentimes my weight and how I look. And that really stemmed from, I remember being a little girl and getting like a sports physical and the doctor taking my weight and doing the BMI measurements and all the body mass index, I think is what that stands for. And basically concluding that I was overweight and therefore I was obese. If you look at my records, if you look at my medical records, it will tell you that I had childhood obesity. That's what my records say. I actually looked it up recently. It says childhood obesity and it also says a functional heart murmur. Fun fact, I actually don't have a heart murmur. The only reason why when I go to the doctor, it was registering a heart murmur was because I was so anxious. I'm literally about to start crying. I was so anxious and like so just afraid that they were just going to tell me that I was fat and make me feel bad about myself that I was so nervous that I couldn't breathe properly at the doctor. I'm genuinely not making this up. And so they told me I had a functional heart murmur, and I don't have a heart murmur. I just simply was like genuinely on the verge of a panic attack at the doctor because I just knew that they were going to tell me something that I was fat and I needed to do X, Y, and Z. I remember being told by a doctor that I needed to eat carrots instead of chips and just all these different things as a young child who should have a really innocent perspective of just their body and food and all these different things. And unfortunately, that's just not my story. And so I kind of want to touch on that and just share how the Lord has really redeemed and healed my understanding regarding my body image. And so, like I said, I was always chubbier and thicker growing up, but I was extremely active. So I played soccer all year round growing up. And when I got to high school, I even started doing more sports. And so I was always thicker, but I carried more muscle and I was really strong. Like I remember being in like third grade and doing arm wrestling with all the boys and beating all the boys in my class because I was stronger than them. And I remember being like faster than the skinny little girls my age. Like, and so I was just stronger genuinely. And looking back, I wish I knew that I didn't have to look a certain way or weigh a certain number to be considered healthy. And so I've seen things recently kind of saying that BMI is not a good indication of overall health and not a good scale of a determining factor of where you should be weight wise. So I think that's good because I don't think it takes into account muscle mass and growing as a child and all these different things. And so anyways, that was really, like I said, my biggest insecurity. I was constantly what I was thinking about every day, all day, elementary school, middle school. And when I got to high school, things changed a little bit. So in high school, I coming into high school, I had joined the POM team, and that was a really active thing. I mean, we were doing like two-a-days workouts in the summer, like the football team. Like, we were working out so much that I actually did slimmed down quite a bit. I was still thicker, never skinny. I don't think it's genetically possible at this point for me to be skinny. But I was what you call slim thick. And so coincidentally, at that time is also when being slim thick suddenly became the ideal body image. That's when everyone wanted to get BBLs and all the Kardashians were flaunting their bodies and all these different things. And so when I got to high school, I never actually healed from any insecurities that I had. My heart, my mind didn't heal, but suddenly I was getting praised and having positive attention for having fuller hips and thicker thighs. And so it never really addressed the insecurity I had. It kind of was just pacified by all of the attention that I was receiving, and even attention from boys and attention from, you know, other just people. And again, knowing that that insecurity is what fueled my desire to want to be loved and accepted and approved by my peers. And so that was kind of my experience through high school, still struggling with really, really bad body dysmorphia. Like, I didn't know it was a thing until like a few years ago. And I really did struggle with that in high school, to the point that I remember I was about to get in the shower and I had ab line. Like, I didn't have abs, like you couldn't see the packs, but I had toned definition lines like down the sides of my stomach. And I was like, huh, that's cool. Never seen that before. Too bad I'm still fat. And like, went about my day. And I'm not like, when I say this, I'm not kidding. This isn't to be like, hee hee, I'm so fat, someone compliment me, make me feel better. No, I genuinely believed that I was fat. I genuinely believed that, you know, if I didn't look like as skinny as, you know, one of my closest friends, then, you know, I'm fat. There's no, you're either skinny or you're fat. There's no in between. There's no nuance. And so that's just how I went about life. And so I got to, even all the way through college, in college, I kind of just started to accept the fact that I was never going to be skinny. I was never going to be a size zero. I kind of stopped attaining or, you know, aspiring to be that way, but it still didn't hinder the fact that I still didn't really love myself. I didn't love the way I looked. I didn't like what I saw. I didn't, you know, and I think as a result of that, it made me not really want to care for my body. And it made me, you know, I remember I would have spurts in college where I would like, we had gyms in our dorms, so I'd go to the gym and I'd work out and then eat healthy. And then it only lasted like a week or a couple of days because my motivation was wrong. My motivation was, I hate what I see, so I need to fix it. And can I just tell you right now, you cannot hate yourself into a healthy lifestyle. You cannot put yourself down and think that that's going to be motivation for you to get where you want to go. No, it all begins and starts with knowing that you've been created in the image of God, that He loves you and He loves your body. He does want you to care for it, and we do have an obligation to care for our bodies, but we cannot allow a hate and a disdain for what we see to be the driving force behind the decisions that we make and behind, you know, trying to look a certain way. Because the goal is not vanity. The goal is holiness. The goal is purity. The goal is health. And as a thank you to the God who's given us these able bodies to reside in. And I think about, you know, we truly are, you hear all the time, we're temples of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 3:16 says, don't you realize that all of you together are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God lives in you? And now in this particular passage, Paul is talking more so about the fact that we've been given God's Spirit to minister and preach the gospel and spread the good news across the whole world, and that it's God's Spirit in us who does these things. And so that is true. And it's also to be said, though, what does it mean? What do you do to a place that God dwells? You keep it, you preserve it out of honor and reverence for Him. And I think about, there's this song by Upper Room called You Have the Holy Spirit. And there's a part that gets me every time. It's like, they're singing to God and they say, you didn't choose a box. You didn't choose a building. You didn't choose a relic. He chose you and me. He chose you and me to reside in and put the most powerful spirit and the most powerful being in all creation. He chose to dwell and reside in you. And so, yes, there's so many different ways and places I could go with simply acknowledging that God's spirit dwells in us. But right now I'm talking about the fact that we ought to care for the place that God resides. And so caring for it really starts with loving it, with honoring it, and honoring the God who created us. And so, yeah, kind of just accepted that this was, you know, my life, and maybe I would always struggle with body image and insecurity and comparison. And, you know, sometimes it would even cause me to doubt, could I even get married one day? Would anyone be attracted to me if I wasn't skinny? And sometimes that's still a thing that the enemy tries to attack my mind with is, you know, well, you're single because you're fat. And it's like, whoa, please shut up. Please stop right now before I get violent, because you're a liar. And so it's truly been only the last few years that I've been able to take a step back and just say, you know what, God, this is my situation. I'm really struggling with loving what I'm seeing. I'm really struggling with feeling worthy. I'm really struggling with even being able to see the potential of anyone loving me this way. And I know that's not true, because I know that you love me. And if I'm only ever loved by you for the rest of my life, that is more than enough. And so I had to really stop thinking so physical, so vain, so like just my outward appearance, and start really resonating with and taking a look at what's on the inside of me. And so when I graduated college and I started making my post-grad adult friendships, I actually started to, for the first time in my life, I was surrounded by people who were healthy and physically fit, not because they hated themselves, but because they knew that that was good for you. And so I was like, huh, like these people are working out not because they hate themselves, but because they love themselves, because they want to live a long life, because they want to minimize, you know, the potential sickness and disease in the future. And I was like, oh. And so I really think about that quote that says, you know, you show me the five closest people to you and I will show you your future. And it's true, because the people that are closest to you really do have such a great influence and impact on you. And I'm so thankful that at that time, the people who were closest to me and the people I was constantly around in Bible studies and different things were people who were working out and eating healthy just because they love themselves and because it was good for them, not because they hated themselves or because they wanted to look a certain way. And so that's what really started to get me going, and really started the process of thinking, okay, wait, this is something that's different. And I think this is what needs to change, because I cannot be motivated out of a place of hate. It has to come from a place of love. And so that is when I embarked on my F45 journey. If anyone remembers way back, not even way back, it was a couple years ago, I went to F45 for over a year. So F45 is a workout class. It stands for Functional 45. And I loved the concept behind F45, because it wasn't like a, ooh, who can lift the strongest? Like, what's your PR? It was like, no, can you do this same exact squat for 45 seconds without stopping, because this is the same exact motion that your body's going to need to do in 50 years from now when you need to get up and off the toilet. You know, can you do this same arm press right now, utilizing your core and not straining your back, because it's the same motion that you're going to lift your kids with in the future? And so I really loved those classes. It really helped me to get comfortable in the gym and working out and learning form. And so, like I said, I did that for over a year, but at that time, I wasn't yet fully understanding of nutrition. So I felt like, looking back, I wish I was so crazy gung-ho motivated as I was then, and also had the understanding of nutrition that I have now. And those combined, baby, would have been unstoppable. But I ended up getting a little burnt out on those classes, and it was pretty physically strenuous. A lot of burpees, a lot of just throwing your body on the ground, pulling sleds, all these different things, fun things. But just, I kind of ended up getting burnt out, especially as I began to learn cycle syncing and recognizing that as women, our bodies have four different phases. And so obviously there's menstruation, then there's your follicular, your ovulation, and your luteal phase. And so honestly, out of a whole woman's cycle, there really are about, there's about maybe 7 to 10 days where your body like actually wants to do those hard, strenuous, crazy HIIT cardio workouts and lifting sessions. And the rest of the time, your body really just wants to walk. Your body wants low impact movement. And so I think it was around that time I started to realize, like, dang, like, why don't I feel like doing this? Like, I'm like this physically, I don't want to do this right now. And it's more than just like not being motivated. Like, my body is literally telling me, like, girl, stop throwing me to the ground. Stop it. So I was like, okay. So I stopped doing F45. And then that's when I started to learn more about intuitive eating. Like I said, unlearning the lies that were told to us in diet culture in the early 2000s, you know, carbs being bad for you and you need to do X, Y, and Z, low fat, all these different things. And those were all just lies. And so I started to actually, I'm thankful for Instagram and how I always tell my friends, I'm thankful that the fad and the trend right now is like healthy, holistic living and lifestyle, because it's truly helped me to understand more about my body and what's healthy for us. And so I started to see the benefits of just eating whole foods and clean, you know, clean eating. And even being, like I said, I just posted something on Instagram the other week that I consider animal based is, you know, that's kind of how I've been eating, is really just prioritizing protein and healthy fats and being and reframing the mindset of, I'm not restricting things from my diet. I'm adding healthy nutrition into my diet. I'm adding healthy things into my diet. And once I started to do that is when I started to realize I didn't really want the unhealthy things. And that's not to say that I don't crave a McDouble from McDonald's every now and again, because I do. If you saw my Instagram a few weeks ago, I sure enough went to McDonald's and got a McDouble. Or no, what was it? Not a McDouble. A quarter pounder with cheese. I love a quarter pounder with cheese and mac sauce. It's so good. And some fresh fries. Ooh. Okay. Anyways, now I got y'all craving McDonald's. I'm sorry. Okay. But anyways, all that to say, I started to really learn these things, and I thank God for showing me these things. And so once I started to understand, you know, our body, you can't deny your body food. You need to actually nourish it, because I tried to do like, oh, I'm going to cut out this and cut out that. And then I started to learn like, no, your body actually will go into a survival mode. And because you're not properly nourishing it, it'll start to hold on to excess fat and try to store as much as possible. You need to freely feed it. You need to freely eat, you know, you need to eat the necessary and healthy things, and your body will be in a safe space and be like, oh, okay, so I know I'm going to get all the nutrients I need every day, so I don't have to hold on to different things and, you know, really help with your metabolism and all these things. Again, I'm not a health professional, so this is just kind of my underworkings and the story that the Lord has allowed to unfold in my life. So it was around that time, I would say about two years since I weighed myself. I stopped weighing myself. I realized, even as I was working out and trying to eat better, I became just like genuinely enslaved to the number on the scale. And I mean, I think it really became an idol. It really impacted the way that I did things. I mean, if I felt like I had a great week and then I go on the scale and I didn't see any difference, or if I saw weight gain, it would just send me in this spiral, and it really had a hold on me and it really controlled me. And so I said, you know what? No, I'm not weighing myself. And I said, I'm done with, you know, trying to track things. And, you know, I shouldn't say track things, but I'm just saying, like, this is my lifestyle. If this is my lifestyle, I don't need to be constantly weighing myself, because this is truly how I'm living. I want to live a lifestyle where I'm eating, you know, clean foods and whole foods and clean ingredients. And, you know, I'm not going to be enslaved to that. I'm not going to be enslaved to what a number says on the scale. I'm not going to be enslaved to what the size of my jeans say. And so it's interesting enough, what is the word? Funnily? Is funnily a word? I don't think. Interestingly enough, is when I started to actually see or notice some changes in my body. So I stopped weighing myself, and I started to just ask the Lord, like, give me practical things that I can do to implement healthy habits into my life. Because at the end of the day, I want to be I want to take care of this body, and I want it to be for the long haul. I'm thinking future minded here. I'm thinking about, you know, I have pregnancy in mind. I remember my mom saying, Aaliyah, if you want to have, you know, easy pregnancies and better, you know, labors and deliveries, start now, start caring for your body now, and, you know, continue working out, be in better shape. My mom would say she knew that pregnancy and labor and delivery would have been easier for her had she been in better shape and better condition, and, you know, she wasn't. So that's when I started to really think, okay, this is more than just how I look right now. This is about the future babies that I'll carry. This is about my family and being healthy for them. And so I started to, just like I said, ask for simple things that I could do and that I could follow. Because if it feels too restrictive, I reject it. And if it feels, you know, but if it's not any guidelines, then I'm going willy-nilly. So this is kind of what I started to stick to, and where I started to see some of the changes in me. And this is going to be more practical tips. I don't know where you're at. Maybe you're not looking to lose weight. Maybe this is still something that is a trigger for you. And so I'm just sharing my personal story and what I felt like really helped me to begin to see a true healthy lifestyle and not just like a fad diet. And so the three things that I stuck to and started to do was, number one, no snacking between meals. And so I don't say that to mean if I'm hungry, I'm going to eat, but it's not going to be a snack that doesn't have any nutritional value. So if I'm hungry, one of my favorite things to make, if I'm hungry, but it's like not fully a meal time yet, or I don't want to eat a full meal, I love taking tuna and making like a tuna salad with like cucumbers, or even putting it on like a rice cake, or, you know, or even just scrambling some eggs. Like, the whole point is, like, if your body is hungry, that's not a bad thing. It's okay for your body to be hungry, but it's about what we're choosing to fuel it with. And so I started to really try to be intentional about making some healthy substitutions. Like, if I'm hungry, I'm going to eat something with a lot of protein to fill me up, not just a filler because I'm bored, you know? And so the second thing was trying to really be mindful about my unnecessary liquid calorie intake. And I say unnecessary because there are some, like, I would have tart cherry juice at night before bed. I'm not going to not have tart cherry juice. Like, it's literally fruit juice. That's fruit. And it also was like no sugar added. It was natural. And so, but what I mean by unnecessary liquid calories is, like, I don't need a caramel crunch cuckoo caca laca latte every day. Okay. That has 46 grams of sugar. Why am I drinking that every day? It's not dessert time. And this switch was kind of easier for me because I prefer black coffee. I prefer not as sweet drinks, but I just started to realize, like, no, like, if I want a coffee, fine, but why not just have an Americano? Why not just have a black coffee? You like coffee if you want the caffeine, whatever, but you don't need this crazy latte every day. And so I started to really just, like, be mindful about that. And then the third thing was just intentional movement every day. And remembering and reminding myself that a 10-minute walk is better than a 0-minute walk. And just being intentional and mindful about moving my body because I love it, I care for it, not because I hate it and I want to see things changed. And so that's kind of where I'm at now. And that doesn't mean that I've been perfect. I have not been perfect. There's been plenty of times where I've fallen off for like a whole week, and really mentally I've gotten in a not good headspace, and the Lord has been faithful to get me out of it and remind me that it's okay and that I can move forward. And, you know, just because I got here doesn't mean I have to stay here. And so that's where I'm at now, and that's where I want to end with some encouragement for you. Is, listen, I know what it's like to step on the scale and wince. I know what it's like to try on clothes and have your heart drop because you went up another size. I know what it's like to look in the mirror and nitpick every part of your body that you hate and that you want to see changed, and think to yourself, if only if this, if only if that. And I know what it's like, but I also know what it's like to be so loved by God that you don't even care about that anymore. Your mind's not even on that anymore. I know what it's like to be so in love with Jesus that instead of crying yourself to sleep because you think you're fat and ugly, you're crying yourself to sleep because you know how loved by God you are. You know that someone was willing to die for you. And so I really just wanted this episode to share my testimony, my experience of overcoming insecurity and body image that is still ongoing. Hello, still ongoing. Trust me, I have not arrived. But I've been able to finally get to a place where I'm not focused on what I look like physically and externally, and I'm focused on making sure that I remind myself of the God who created me. When I'm eating and I'm making a meal, I'm thinking about the God who created the foods for me to eat. And I'm asking him to help me to learn how to nourish my body well. And I'm inviting him into this health and wellness journey. And I that's where I'm at. And I just hope this episode was an episode where you're able to take, maybe if weight is an insecurity of yours, maybe it's something else, and just really take that and ask the Lord to help you reframe your mindset and your understanding behind the way you see yourself. Because if you can't see yourself the way that God sees you, then you won't be able to love yourself the way that is required to care for yourself. The Bible says to love your neighbor as you love yourself. It's not a bad thing to love yourself. It's actually a bad thing to hate what God created. And so, like I said, I really want to just encourage you that you can start today. It doesn't have to be January 1 for you to start working out, for you to start eating healthy, doing whatever you need to do. But it starts with Jesus. It starts with knowing what the Word of God says about you. It starts with inviting him in. I really think that health and wellness is one of the things that we as Christians can sometimes struggle to invite God into, especially if we've struggled with insecurity, if we've been called names, if we've been told we're fat our whole lives. We think God has forsaken us in this area, but he hasn't. And so I just want to really encourage you that you can start today, but you have to start with Jesus. You have to start with God. He's ever faithful. He's the only one that's constant. He's the only one who cares for you and your body and your whole being more than you do. He created you. He wants to see you. He wants to see you healthy. He wants to see you well. He wants to see you whole. He created you. And so I just pray that this episode wasn't any, I'm not here to condemn. I'm not here to make people feel bad about themselves. I know what that feels like, baby. And that's why I really wanted this episode to be from a place of inviting God to heal wounds in your heart. And to not be afraid to just open up and talk with him about the struggles and the things that you've experienced. And allow him to heal them. Allow taking what the enemy meant for evil and using it for good. The enemy was the one who planted those seeds of self-hatred and insecurity in me. He meant those for evil. He wanted those things to crush me, to break me. But what the enemy meant for evil, my God is using for good. What the enemy meant for evil, my God is using as a testimony to encourage anyone who would listen that yes, we need to be healthy. Yes, we need to be whole, but it starts with God, and you can't do it from a place of hate. You can't do it from a place of dissatisfaction. It won't last. That's not real. There's a God that's too good who can take your hand and walk with you on this journey. Because he's walking with me right now. I'm not perfect. I haven't arrived at this perfect physique, but that's not the point. Like I said, the goal is not vanity. The goal isn't this crazy body. The goal is holiness. The goal is purity. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for every person under the sound of my voice, Lord. You know them individually. You know what insecurities they may face. And Father, I just pray right now that your spirit would comfort their hearts, Lord. That you would open the door for healing to take place. Deep wounds and scars that maybe they obtained as a child, Lord, would they bring that before you? And would you reframe their mind to have a healthy and a whole perspective of who they are in you? May we know that our bodies are not our own, that they belong to you. And as a thank you for choosing us, as a thank you for calling us, as a thank you for dwelling in us, we would care for ourselves. Would you help us, God? Thank you that you make no mistakes, that we're fearfully and wonderfully made, and that we can move forward in a future with you. We love you, Lord, so much. In Jesus' name I pray. Whew. Okay, well, I don't know. I hope this episode was encouraging. And honestly, if anything, this episode was healing for me to be able to share that that was a really big struggle and insecurity of mine. But the enemy can't keep me silent anymore, baby. Here I am, thick in everything. Okay, anyways, I will talk to you guys later. I love you so much. And yeah, okay, bye.